I think it affects my children more than it affects me because, as you're aware, I don't read blogs, I don't read fans forums, and I'm certainly
It's
no
probably just as well, I think, to be fair.
I'm certainly no fan of Twitter. I have a responsibility to, as chief executive of this organisation, to my shareholders. I happen to have one shareholder, which is Nigel Doughty, and so I run the club as Nigel would want me to run the club. Most of the impact of my job revolves around the day-to-day running of the organisation, and we leave the football side of it to the manager. It's frustrating for anybody involved with a football club that cares so much about their football club. And if I happen to be the wrath of a certain section of supporters at this moment in time, then so be it. I'd far rather take any of that blame than let it rest with either the manager or the chairman.
Some supporters would want you out, but they'd want the chairman out as well. How much of a possibility is that?
Well, I can only speak for myself, and at the moment I'm told by the chairman that he's quite happy with me doing my job. I carry on doing the job as I have been doing it for the last 12 years. With regard to the chairman, that's something that is a little bit more poignant. And for a man who's put in the best part of £100 million over 12 years, and for the abuse that he gets, I sometimes wonder why he puts up with it. And I would just say to those fans, and they are a vocal minority, because we also get an awful lot of people that are saying, stick with it, Nigel. We're very grateful for the job you do. To the vocal minority that want to see a change in leadership at the top, I'd just say be careful what you wish for.